Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of knowing the ways of the Lord and keeping His way in your life. We've talked about the fact that there is a way to walk in. It is the narrow way that leads to life. It's the straight gate where you're going to go through the way of the Word, which we will become against with affliction and pressure from the enemy trying to take the Word out. But you're going to walk the straight and narrow way of the Word, and you're going to enter into life. It is a narrow way. Remember, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Remember Thomas, he said, "How am I going to know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way," in John 14:6. And this way is a way that's going to lead you to life. His way is perfect. It's the way of His Word that's tried. How's God going to lead you and guide you? He's going to show you His ways. He's going to teach you. And what do you need for to be taught the way of the Lord? You need meekness. A meekness, a yieldedness, a submissiveness, a teachableness to the Lord. And the fear of the Lord, where you have a reverential respect of Him and love the things He loves and hate the things He hates. God will teach you, instruct you. You got to make a commitment. I'm going to walk in the truth, and I'm going to have my heart single-hearted, uniting my heart to walk in His ways. As He makes you understand His ways, you got to choose the way of truth and make the decision. I'm going to run the way of His commandments and keep them to the end. God will search you, finding out if there's any wicked way in you, to purge it out of you so He can lead you in the right way. Lift up your soul to God, and He'll cause you to know the way to walk therein. We talked about the fact that you need to trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. They'll always be in the paths of peace. He always teaches you in the way of wisdom that'll bring forth victory. Now, you've got to hear the Word and be wise by being a hearer and a doer, so you'll guide your heart properly. Otherwise, you could deceive your heart. Of course, you must give your heart to the Lord. Yield to Him. Then God will cause your eyes to observe His ways, and you'll hear His voice. The Word of the Lord will come as it speaks, as if it comes from behind you. This is the way. Walk you in it, and you will hear the way of the Lord, and He will tell you what to do. Of course, we got to prepare the way of the Lord in our life. We're going to be face to face with Him, and God is going to reveal His ways. We're going to make our ways straight before Him, a highway for our God. And when you seek God, remember that you've got to do it with the attitude that I'm going to do His will, not just approach Him to know His ways, like those people that were fasting in Isaiah 58 that were not acceptable. They were seeking Him daily, delighting to approach God, but they weren't committing to do the will of God. They wouldn't do what God said. They were continuing in their own pleasures, their own ways, and speaking their own words. And what happened then? Their way was not acceptable. We've got to do things God's way. And we're going to keep the way of the Lord. Remember Abraham? He's one who kept the way of the Lord because he commanded his household, his children, after the ways of the Lord to do them. And then God could bring what He had spoken about Abraham to pass. This is important. So many people want to see the promise come to pass, but they won't keep the way of the Lord. No wonder you're not seeing the things that God's spoken to you coming to pass. You've got to keep the way of the Lord, and not just you alone. You've got to command your household after the ways of the Lord. In Genesis 35, we saw the scripture, "Where did it arise? And go up to Bethel," that's church. "Dwell there. Be in church as often as possible. Get the Word in you. Make an altar there of praise and worship unto the Lord. And be clean." God is going to clean you up through the Word. He's going to purge you, change you, and transform you. And you're going to change your garments. Get rid of the garments of the flesh. Get rid of the garments of sin. And put on the garments of God. You're going to put on the Word of God. Put on the new man. And walk in the ways of the Lord. And we saw that scripture in Exodus 18. In verse 20, where he talked about the fact that he was going to teach them their ordinances and laws, and he'd show them the way wherein they must walk. You've got to get committed that God's way is not just to be shown to you that you'll know it, but it is so that you will walk in it, and you must be committed to the way wherein you must walk and the work that you must do. The way that God gives you is a way to walk in, but also He's got a work for you. and you must not be slothful and lazy. You have a work to do for the Lord. Make the decision that you're going to enter into the labor of the Lord that He's given unto you. In Deuteronomy 8:2, He talks about the way that the Lord led them those 40 years in the wilderness to humble them and to prove them, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or not. God's leading will humble you, and He will prove you. He's going to test you. He's going to find out if you really are walking with Him or not. And He'll find out what's in your heart. He'll know what's in your heart. How's He going to know it? Whether you're going to keep His commandments or not. He's going to know what's in your heart by what you're doing consistently. Don't be one of those who says, well, I know God knows my heart. That's such a cop-out. So many Christians bring that up all the time. Oh, God knows my heart, even though they just missed God totally because they didn't obey Him. Yeah, God knows exactly what's in your heart. If you didn't obey Him, there's rebellion and disobedience in your heart. We need to keep His commandments. If we are keeping His commandments and doing what He says, then we'll know. Then we'll see that our heart is right before Him. God is requiring us to walk in His ways. In Deuteronomy 10:12, it says, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him and to serve Him. God wants you to be committed to walk in all His ways. And in 11:22, He says, diligently keep the commandments I command you. Do them, love the Lord your God, walk in all His ways, and cleave to Him. Then the Lord will drive out these nations from before you. That's a type of the Lord driving out the enemies, the demonic strongholds and the works of the enemy out of our life. Every place you put your foot, you'll tread upon the enemy. No enemy will be able to stand before you. God will bring forth His word and His blessings in your life. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, we were looking at this scripture as we concluded the last broadcast. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, God's going to make your way prosperous, but also here it says, you shall make your way prosperous. You are involved in making your way prosperous. You are involved in having good success or dealing wisely in all the affairs of life. It's because you're going to do what the Word says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. We're going to speak the Word of God continually. We're not going to speak what we want. We're not going to speak our ways. We're going to speak what God's Word says. And we're going to meditate day and night. In the New Testament, we're going to abide. The Word's going to abide in us continually. We're going to think on it. We're going to continually remain in it, continue in the Word of God day and night. And then we're going to observe to do it. And when you do it, you will make your way prosperous. And then you'll have good success. Take diligent heed to do the commandment that God's told you to do. And then He's going to bless you greatly. You know, in Judges chapter 2, verse 20, it talks about the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And why? He said, because this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and they haven't hearkened unto my voice. He said, I will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died. Otherwise, the enemies weren't going to be driven out anymore. Why? Because they wouldn't hearken unto His voice. And He says that through them I may prove Israel whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. God's going to be continually proving you in your life to find out if you're walking in His way. Whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein. You see, the Lord had driven out some of their enemies before, but now they got in the place of disobedience. You see, God's looking for you to continue in His ways. You just don't walk in His ways when you want, when you need God to help you, and then walk in your own ways other times. No, you've got to keep the way of the Lord consistently. You see, Jesus is your life. The Word of God is your life. And you need to make a quality decision. I'm going to do the Word consistently, praise God. And learn to obey His voice and obey everything He tells you to do. Remember in 1 Samuel 15:20, Saul said to Samuel, I've obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I've gone the way which the Lord sent me. Well, if that was all the truth, he'd have been blessed. But he didn't. Instead, he rebelled, and he was stubborn, because he didn't do everything God told him to do. He didn't wipe out that king. He didn't do what God told him to do. He didn't utterly destroy all that God told him to do. And because of that, he was rejected as the king, because he rejected the word of the Lord. We need to do everything that God says in His Word. Of course, You know, if you don't do what he says, of course, praise God, we can go to the Lord, we can confess our sin, he'll be faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and repent. And if there's true repentance of heart, God will set you on the path again to the way of victory, but you're going to have to get committed to do what he says. Job 22, verse 28, the Bible says, thou shalt also decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. God wants us to decree things. That means you're going to speak forth His Word. His Word is the decree. Kings make decrees, and the decree is law. You see, God's Word is spiritual law. And when you start speaking that Word, it's going to be established unto you, and God's light is going to shine upon your ways, because not only are you going to speak it, but you're going to do it. You're going to follow it. You're going to follow the spiritual laws that God has laid down for you. Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know, God wants you to prosper, but you can't walk in the way of sinners. You can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or sit in the seat of the scornful. Let your delight be in the law of the Lord and meditate in it continually. And then it says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you'll bring forth your fruit in its season. You won't wither, and whatever you do will prosper. He goes on and says, the ungodly are not so, but they're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The ungodly will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, and boy, when he sees your way walking in the ways of God, he'll bless you. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. In Psalms 18:20, the Lord rewardeth me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. God will reward you according to the way you walk. He says, for I've kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Our God is a God who rewards us. As we diligently seek him and do his word, he will reward us and he will bless us. And it's so important that you make the decision that you're going to walk in God's ways. You know, Psalms 37 verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. God will bring it to pass. You get committed to do it. Trust in him. Walk in it. Watch God bring the promises to pass in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.